You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hour number three of the Sports Hangover. I'm Jay Hargrave, pinch hitting for Gus Kattengill. Gus is away calling the Tulane Women's Conference Tournament, the American Conference Tournament game. He will be back in the captain's chair on Monday alongside Jordan the intern and Joey D manning the boards back at our La Rose studio. We knew it was going to be breaking news today. We thought it was going to be Antonio Brown. Instead, Will Wade has jumped up and decided to take the headlines. He has gotten himself suspended by LSU, and it's not the Friday we had hoped for. And kind of bad news if you're an LSU fan, and since we're on bad news, let's go ahead and let Joey scrape our gums since the Beamer won't let us get away without Rebecca Black on Friday. Go ahead, Joey. Scrape our gums.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
It's Friday.
Gotta get down on Friday. The most annoying song known to mankind. Can you call us a song?
Oh, it's absolutely a song.
I mean, it's like three words in the whole thing. Although she does say everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
It's a solid 10
Everybody's
words.
Looking forward to the weekend. That's six words there. Yeah. Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a word. Wait, what school did you go to?
Yeah, it's a word.
Yeah, is not.
Is it a word?
I guess it is.
Yeah, it's a word.
I'll give you that one. All right. That song annoys the hell out of me. Anyway, it's Jordan the intern. And Jordan, we got some NBA action today. The Pelicans back in action in the Smoothie King Center going up against the Toronto Raptors. No telling if Kawhi Leonard's going to be resting. We do know that the Pelicans are going to be without Drew Holiday. He had an abdominal strain. They say he's going to be out for a week. You just hope they take it easy with the guy. You do not need to be rushing him back. You want to take your time and make sure that he's back healthy. But Anthony Davis is going to have to take these kids out. And what do you think? You think this team is going to look as good with Anthony as they did with Drew?
I don't see him coming out and getting this win without Drew Holiday. We have Etwan Moore. He's out. He's been ruled out for 7 to 10 days due to a left quad contusion. And then we have Jahlil Okafor, who's also day-to-day. He's questionable for Friday's game against the Raptors due to a sprained right ankle. So without those three guys, I mean, those are some big players. You have a guy that creates three-point shots, and you have your lead player with Drew Holiday sitting out and Jahlil Okafor, who dominates the paint.
Well, Anthony Davis says he is the best player in the league, so we'll have to see just how good he looks with those kids. If you want to get involved, give us a call, 800-998-1003. On that line right now, we've got Brett. Brett, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm good, man. I just have a question. Is it just me or does trouble seem to follow Joe Oliva? I'll hang up and listen, man. Thanks for taking my call. Have a nice day.
Thanks for the call, Brett. You know, a couple of weeks ago I was saying I was saying that you got to give Joe Oliva credit. You know, Ed Orgeron won the Fiesta Bowl, top seven recruiting class. LSU basketball was on a roll, just having knocked off, you know, Kentucky. Baseball team at the time was ranked number one. Now all of a sudden this happens with the basketball program. You give Joe Oliva credit for when it's going good, but with that you've got to take the blame for when something doesn't go right. And is the basketball team looking this good because we broke rules? Now again, you want to take devil's advocate. You can say, well, everybody's doing it. We were just stupid enough to get caught. Well, we got caught, and we got caught in a big way, and this is going to set LSU back. And you kind of question, you know, we said Ed Orgeron was going to decide Joe Oliva's fate. Well, so far so good. Ed's done a heck of a job with the football program. Now it appears, I think it's hard pressed to not say that Joe Oliva is going to have to find another basketball coach. And where is he going to go for that basketball coach? Who's going to want this job after, you know, Will Wade? You don't know what kind of sanctions are going to get hit with the basketball program. Are they going to restrict scholarships after this? So, you know, it's a fair question to ask, and I think maybe now the basketball hire for Joe Oliva is going to be important. You think LSU Jordan is going to be able to get a big-name coach to come in and take this program?
I mean, like you said, I think it'll definitely put a strain on the whole organization or
Joe Oliva's job.
How you call it. He
might be looked at in this next hire where people saying, okay, yeah, you got one with Ed Orgeron, but now go out and get another one with the basketball coach. We got another caller, Earl. Earl, how you doing today this Friday?
Hey, Gus, how's it going, buddy?
Going good.
Man, I was just talking to a buddy of mine, and, you know, LSU's doing real well and kind of took some of the sting out from what happened to the Saints and now this. I mean, Gus, are we going to have to forfeit any wins? I mean, how bad can this be? I mean, I just don't have any words right now for it.
Well, right now, we don't know how bad it's going to be because – basically what happened was it was a wiretap. The NCAA was, and the FBI was looking into, Christian Dawkins breaking laws, not rules. They were breaking laws. Christian Dawkins is basically going to go on trial and he could be facing jail time. So he is going to, as we all are expecting, his attorney will subpoena Will Wade, and Will Wade will have to take the stand as a witness. So Christian Dawkins can try to minimize the jail time that he will have to serve for breaking laws concerning fraud. If that happens, Will Wade will be questioned by Christian Dawkins' attorney, who will be hostile to him, trying to get a better deal for his client. And the other attorney in the room will represent the NCAA, who will want to get information out of Will Wade to see if they need to open an investigation into him. So Will Wade's attorney will not be allowed to ask him any questions. He will not have, basically, an attorney in the room. He will have one in the room, but he will not be cross-examined by his own attorney. So Will Wade is going to have to come forward with some answers to say, smart, who is smart? That's going to be one of the questions the NCAA asks. Is it Javonte Smart, who is currently on the roster? If Will Wade lies, he's facing perjury charges, and then he's facing jail time. If he says the truth, then go ahead.
Does she think this, how long will this take? I mean, will this go past the NCAA tournament? Or, I mean, would this affect LSU going into the postseason, or is this matter, is going to take a little while, or is this going to happen pretty quick?
It's going to take a little while. They will play this tournament. They will get in the tournament as is. The NCAA tournament will play out. The problem for LSU, which we were talking about earlier with Rafael Esparza, is if they prove that Javonte Smart is the player named Smart that he alluded to in the wiretap, then LSU used an ineligible player. At that point, they will have to forfeit every game that they won. They will have to vacate every win, and they will vacate the SEC championship if they're able to win that Saturday up against Vanderbilt, and anything that they win in the tournament. That will all be forfeited because after you vacate every win in the SEC tournament, you would not have gotten to the NCAA tournament. Therefore, you would have to vacate that also. So it's impossible for LSU to win the championship this year.
That is horrible, man. I wish the best of you. Keep up the great work, guys. I always appreciate you, buddy.
Okay, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks. And again, if you want to get involved, it's 800-998-1003. We got another caller, Joey? Pete, how you doing this Friday?
Hey, good, fellas, good. Just a couple of points. First off, donate to play at the game because, you know, even if my family had money and I was a good player, which, of course, I'm not, but if I was, I'd be looking for something, too. I'd be looking for some kind of payday or somebody that gives me something or whatever. This is the NCAA problem, not a kid problem, not a poor dad's problem or a poor parent's problem. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, this is like a shooting fish in a barrel because everyone's doing it. I mean, if you remember 5 years ago, Coach Krzyzewski with Duke was sitting behind busted, okay? And what happened? I don't accept what I've done. Well, the past 3 years, he's been one and done. Where's he at? He's been in there, and he's most probably going to win it this year. So don't think Will Wade's getting caught because he's on record. But there's no way any of these coaches do not think that what is happening is happening. Because everyone would be doing it, and they should be doing it, because it's a capitalistic country. You're capitalizing on your only asset you have. If this parent don't have any money, and Mike Krzyzewski or Will Wade, whoever comes up to you and says, look, we're going to do this, that, this, and this, we want your son to come here, you'd be a fool not to be listening. You're going to honor that when a school with millions and millions of dollars are breaking the law or the laws of the NCAA? Just like shooting fish in a barrel, it's not fair. Everyone should be called out. That being said, we ain't been relevant in years, and we got a team that's going to do damage in the NCAA, and no penalty, Will Wade missing, or anybody else missing. I'm watching, and if I got to wait another 4 or 5 years for them to be good again, well, so be it. I'm rooting for the 2019 side. Go get them. Thanks, fellas.
Pete, you still there? Well, we lost Pete. I was going to ask him if he was be in favor of paying players because, you know, Jordan, it's one of the things that I've always said, and it truly isn't fair. You get a lot of kids who are coming from, and I agree with Pete, you get a lot of kids who are coming from, you know, poor families, poor backgrounds, who are gifted athletes. They go on to a college campus. Their job is basketball or baseball or football. Those guys aren't allowed to work. I mean, the ordinary student can go be a bartender at the local bar, and he or she can make, you know, $200 in a night.
Yeah, I was covering sports, basketball in particular, for Tiger TV, and I was paid as a student worker by the school. So if I could get paid to work for the TV station at the school, I don't see why these players can't get paid for playing football, which they will be getting paid to do in the next couple of years in their life.
And that's exactly my point. You know, fair is fair. And if you can go cover sports and get paid for
cover them who don't get paid.
If a chemistry student can go be a bartender, you know, why can't a basketball player or a football player? Because those kids can't. You do not have time to go get a job.
Right.
It's kind of the joke when I was a kid that the football players got paid to turn the lights on and off at the stadium, and you got paid to do that under the table. That was their job. That's the only thing you have time to do is something that takes 2 minutes. You get up early, you're working out, you're in, supposed to be in class, you're back at practice in the afternoon, at night you're studying. You don't have time to have a full-time job to make some money on the side. So that's what they say. A lot of times these kids don't have money in their pocket, and they can't call home and say, hey, mom, dad, I need money, because their family doesn't have a whole lot of money.
I mean, granted, I didn't get a ton of money from the school, but I got something.
And that's the point. You know, as long as these kids have
something to eat, maybe.
We're not saying, hey, you need to pay kids $1 million we're going to put a salary cap on here. We're just saying give the kids, you know, whether it's $200 a week or whatever, some kind of a allotment for those kids to have some money to spend. We're up against the break. When we come back, we're going to have Marlon Favorite. Got an interesting story breaking out of Dallas. One of their defensive tackles just quit till the NFL decides to make marijuana legal. Gonna get Marlon's take on that one. That'll
on
be
Instagram
fun.
Live.
That'll be fun. Quick break on the Sports Hangover. When we come back, we're gonna talk to Marlon Favorite, LSU Tiger. I'm sure he's gonna have a take on the Will Wade instance, and we'll talk some LSU, some Saints free agency with Marlon on the Sports Hangover, ESPN New Orleans.
I ain't afraid of no ghost.
It's Joe's Septic Contractors annual Shooting the Crap on Saturday, March 16th. All registered participants must provide their own guns, shells, safety protection, and golf court. Competition times are set by 8 a.m. and 12:30. All proceeds benefit Give the Kids the World and the Center for Pediatric Therapy Scholarship Fund. Registered shooters have the chance to win a 12-gauge shotgun, but you must be present to win. Please come on out and show your support for this worthy cause at the annual Shooting the Crap Clay Shooting Competition, right behind Joe's Septic Contractors at 15344 Highway 3235 in Cutoff. Shooting the Crap Clay Shooting Competition will be held rain or shine. Call 985-632-5592 for more info or register in advance at Joe's Septic Contractors. Mail checks to P.O. Box 336, Cutoff, Louisiana, 70345. Thank you and God bless.
Keep your business on the cutting edge with electrical supplies from Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. Bayou Black Electric Supplies has marine, oil field, and industrial electrical supplies. They have products ranging from marine, cable, lightning, and lots more, including Eaton Electrical. Many items for any project or repair. Count on superior service and lightning fast delivery. Bayou Black Electric Supply is your local electric connection, a division of Fleet Supply Warehouse, located on Highway 311 in Houma.
McAllis's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap on Royal Street has become a New Orleans favorite with its delicious southern coastal cuisine and its over 50 craft beers on tap. And now, when you travel to the Mississippi Gulf Coast, you can visit their new location inside the Boomtown Casino in Biloxi.
This is Deuce McAllis from Boomtown Casino Biloxi. Looking for a fun and inviting dining atmosphere to watch your favorite games? Stop by my newest addition to Boomtown Casino Biloxi, Deuce McAllis's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap.
We're back. The Mary Bird Perkins TGMC Golf Classic is returning to the Bayou region April 8th through the 13th at Ellendale Country Club in Houma. This signature event features the area's only professional golf tournament and much anticipated Pro-Am Day. Come enjoy good sportsmanship, good food, and fun, all for a great cause. For more information, go to marybird.org/TGMC/golf.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN1003.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Hangover. Jay Hargrave pinch hitting for Gus Kattengill today, and we've got the big fave on the line. Marlon, how you doing today?
What up, Jay, baby? It's beautiful, and it's Friday. Hello, somebody.
It's beautiful, and it's Friday, and apparently one of your boys for the Dallas Cowboys thinks it's beautiful, too, but he quit the NFL, and I got to ask you, what is going on in Dallas? David Irving quits the Cowboys. I think it was his fourth suspension for marijuana use, and now he's quitting the NFL until the NFL makes marijuana legal. What is going on with the Cowboys?
Man, Jay, this this was definitely alarming when I read this article last night. I didn't get a chance to see his video. I heard he did an Instagram video post. He's a young guy in the league. Obviously, he's failed a number of marijuana drug tests. He's reacting as an enlightened. So you get to this certain level in your mind frame, and you say, you know what, I'll go against the grain. Because, I mean, he has some substance behind what he's saying. It's a large amount of NFL players, percentage of NFL players that use marijuana on a regular. Again, this is definitely a test that isn't quote-unquote random, especially if you hadn't had any offense to it. You do your one annual, and that's it. You know, most of the guys respect that annual. But you have some against the grain players. It's a number of players that failed the marijuana test where it's public, and they lose time. So does he have an argument? Well, you really don't, because it's not your business. You know, it's 32 owners, and it's how they want to run their organization. I mean, and they're this is very loose, because trust me, they know not to random marijuana, and I'm just keeping it real. They know not to random test marijuana in the NFL, so it's an annual. You know when it's coming. So I guess he's to the point to where, you know, he feels in his mind he's right for whatever reason, and he's standing his ground. At least he has enough capital to.
Well, Marlon, the big news today dominating the waves right now is LSU suspending basketball coach Will Wade indefinitely. It does not look good for him. What are you hearing from LSU? Have you had a chance to follow the story today?
Yes, I followed the story on yesterday, a little bit today with the indefinite suspension. I mean, obviously, this is something that's been under investigation now for a while, and it sucks because Coach Will Wade has the respect of the players, the whole LSU family all around and community fan base and all love what he's done with the basketball team. And then for it to happen now, you know, you're talking about right before March Madness get going. So it's a tough. It was a tough thing for LSU's administration to do, particularly at a time like this. But it was a necessary because obviously the FBI has, you know, him on tape for recruiting violations. So I do hope that this situation. Everybody deserves a second chance, and I mean, obviously, he's done some things that went against the grain in terms of not knowing who he was dealing with, who he was talking to, how they were investigated. But the facts remain. I mean, the tape says that he said X, Y, and Z. So it's definitely a sad day for the LSU community in regards to Coach Will Wade, what he's done on the court, what's been so great for the organization, for that basketball team.
You know, Marlon, you said that everybody deserves a second chance. Do you think there is a scenario where Will Wade will stay on as the LSU coach, or do you think it's inevitable that he is going to get terminated?
Man, Jay, I don't want him to get terminated. I kind of wish that it could be a deal where he's suspended for half a season or something of that nature because of the positivity he's brought to LSU here in recent years. But at the very end of the day, we do know the responsibility of getting caught up, and it may be a situation where LSU has to terminate him just to save face for the university. So it's a tricky one, man. You know, if it was a different person, someone that wasn't so likable, I know most of the fans would probably say, hey, man, let's just give him a second chance. Obviously, he had a recruiting violation. It's a big situation here where, you know, obviously this huge investigation, you know, all kind of ties in. I mean, you have Adidas reps are tied into it, you know, other, you know, NBA agents and scouts. And it's just, it's a big thing. I know Coach Will Wade. I've talked to him on several occasions with the LSU Sports Network. Really good guy. Great to talk to. Great to be around. He's not a snobby coach. A young guy, 38 years old. You know, he still has a lot of time. So hopefully it's something he can learn from and move forward for sure.
You know, Marlon, I want to shift gears because we thought kind of the whole show would be, you know, talking football with free agency knocking on the door for Monday. Looked like a lot of people wanted to talk about that until the Will Wade story broke. But there has been a lot of movement today. The Jacksonville Jaguars, it seems like every hour they're cutting somebody. So far, Carlos Hyde, Malik Jackson, Tayshaun Gibson were cut earlier this morning, and apparently there's been a couple more guys cut. Haven't gotten the names on that. I'm going to look it up. But Malik Jackson, a defensive tackle, and really if you look at all three of those guys, running back Carlos Hyde, defensive tackle Malik Jackson, and safety Tayshaun Gibson, it's kind of the three spots that, assuming the Saints don't re-sign Mark Ingram, you know, it's three spots that the Saints might be looking at to bringing in free agents. You think these are guys that maybe the Saints target?
Maybe not Carlos Hyde, but definitely Malik Jackson. If you look at Sheldon Rankins obviously being out for who knows how long, and that being one of their, outside of the tight end position, that defensive tackle position is a very important element in this year's free agency. Now, you know, Malik Jackson had a successful career with Jacksonville. Not so surprising that they cut him, you know, given the depth on that team. But I think he's a guy that, you know, the Saints may want to look at for that interior line. Because they don't have, you know, too much space per se in this year's draft or leverage in this year's draft. They're going to have to do an excellent job. And, you know, Malik Jackson is someone that, you know, we've taken it inside the trenches that ring a bell for that.
Yeah, that's going to be, I think, the key spot. But I know a lot of people were kind of waiting for the Antonio Brown chip to fall. Thought that was going to happen today, but all you keep hearing, you know, now the story's coming out that Buffalo is and the Packers have both pulled out of the Antonio Brown discussions today. Now it's kind of leaking out that Antonio Brown seemed like he sabotaged Buffalo. And when we were doing the show Wednesday, Brian, Jordan, and myself, it kind of Antonio Brown tweeted out something about he and Michael Thomas being on the same team. There was rumor that the Saints were involved. You think maybe this has become a situation where Antonio Brown wants to come to the Saints and might try to sabotage trades elsewhere?
I did see Antonio Brown's interview this weekend, full length. It was about an hour. He sat down with ESPN, and you know he mentioned going to a team with some young guys that want to win, believe in team camaraderie, and all the above. So that has New Orleans written all over it. You know, I don't think Michael Thomas is too much of a guy that'll, you know, feel overshadowed by Antonio Brown's personality. Dez Bryant is someone who may not be healthy enough, and, you know, if it would even be worth assigning Dez Bryant. So I think Antonio Brown would be a really great compliment to Mike Wallace. It would definitely shoot the Saints up in the top for sure, receiving core in the NFL, with that addition of Antonio Brown, and it'll address a major issue with the Saints and getting that attention off of Michael Thomas. So it wouldn't be a bad deal. You heard Antonio in his interview. He's like, hey, I don't have nothing else to prove. I've done everything. I've been the top receiver here in this league. I just want to go somewhere and feel at home, feel like a family. And I can say that about that organization, the New Orleans Saints. It is very family-oriented, especially with the way these Ohio State boys are gelling, and, you know, the type of energy that the team has. I don't think it'll be a locker room issue for Antonio Brown, and it will be a really good fit. I know the fans will be ecstatic here for the black and gold.
All right, I'm throwing you back in the trenches again, because the NFL Network has a developing story that, and this is going to strike another bell for you, a team you played for, the New England Patriots. Of course, we heard earlier today that Michael Bennett from the Eagles was going to be let go, but now apparently the Patriots are working on a deal to try to trade for Michael Bennett. How does that affect the Patriots? Does he make them that much better of a team?
He does. He would fit right into a Bill Belichick's defense. He's a really good pass rusher. He does well in the run game as well. He makes a lot of tackles for loss. A buddy of mine, we went to the combine together back in 2009, so I'm familiar with him and his brother. And just a solid football player, you know, an activist. Just, I mean, he fits that team. He does. You know, he has, Bill Belichick has a relationship with the Bennett family. You know, hadn't signed his older brother, Marcellus Bennett, a few years ago when they won the Super Bowl with the Patriots a few years back. So I think it would be a good fit. They do need that on that Patriots defense, and it would be, you know, yet again, interesting redevelopment to that Patriots defense that, you know, add value to it for sure.
You know, Marlon, you sounded pretty spry today. I didn't expect it with the newborn. How's the newborn doing?
He's doing fine. I actually just went home for a quick lunch break. He was getting up. He's running through this Enfamil, man. He's a big one, man. That's another thing for sure. The grocery bill shot up because he's tearing it down, man. But it's just a huge blessing. He's growing and coming into his own. So, you know, luckily the kids were out of school this week, so they had a chance to kick it with their little brother on his first full week home.
So you getting, man, any sleep?
A little bit, man. My wife's a soldier, man. I have to give it to her. She's definitely taking over. I pop up. Every time I hear him, I pop up and see if I need to change his diaper or fix the milk, or she's trying to get a break. So we've been tag-teaming him for sure. Been so long since little Marlon and Trell's been this young, so it's almost like a new thing again, man. So it's a beautiful beginning, man, for the family to show new addition.
Well, it is, because you can't play man-to-man anymore. You got to play zone defense, right? Y'all are playing zone now?
Yeah, we're playing zone defense. You have to. At the rate we're going, we have a football team developing here too, Jay.
Hey, have you talked to your wife about that one yet?
Yes. I mean, it's really pressed on her, because that's all he wanted to do is play football. Trell, Marlon, and then, you know, Titan, he's coming out, letting them know, like, they were playing Madden the other night. He was all into it. He was locked in. So, you know, the football pumping through his veins as well.
So let me give you some advice. Start taking some agent courses. If you're going to have 9 or 10 kids, you need to start taking some agent courses.
For real.
How can the folks follow you, Marlon?
Same here, Jay.
All right, how can the folks follow you, man?
Man, they can follow me on Instagram and Twitter, at BigFade504. You can also check out me and Eric Alexander on iTunes or wherever there's podcasts, Inside the Trenches, baby.
All right, Marlon, we appreciate it. Have a great weekend. We'll touch base with you next week, man. Marlon Favre.
All right, so let's have a good one.
Thank you, man. Hard to believe we only got 2 segments left, man.
I know.
This just flies by. It's unreal. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to try to talk some Pelicans again. I know we kind of shift gears a good bit today, but there's been so much happening. Quick break from Old Saint, and we'll be right back on the Sports Hangover, ESPN New Orleans.
Archie Manning here for Thibodeau Regional. In the Manning household, we're pretty serious about sports. And just like the team at the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional, we're also very serious about sports safety. As the region's leader and first comprehensive sports medicine program, they've been in the game longer with certified athletic trainers, fellowship-trained sports medicine physicians, and neuro-sports-trained experts. So play hard, play to win, but play it safe with the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional.
Here in South Louisiana, traditions matter. Whether it's community festivals or Sunday afternoon family gatherings, we value these regular occurrences as part of our fabric of life. At SL Bank, we're built on the traditions of true community banking, relationship-based, service-driven banking that embraces your financial goals as much as you do. Come see us today. SL Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender in La Rose, North La Rose, Golden Meadow, Cutoff, and Galliano.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin Man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. Designed with exclusive Smart Flex technology, our frameless beam-designed Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled, streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart and other fine retailers.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Uber has been doing a ton of great things this last year, and Uber Rewards is going to make you love Uber even more. With Uber Rewards, you'll get rewarded for things you're already doing. Every eligible dollar you spend on rides and Uber Eats earns you points that unlock amazing benefits, like Uber Cash, complimentary surprise upgrades, flexible cancellations, and so much more. Your life is about to get more rewarding thanks to Uber. Get all the info and terms at uber.com/rewards. That's uber.com/rewards.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill. Nothing
from nothing. We're back at Old Saint. 132 Royal in the French Quarter. Of course, we've got ESPN on the big number one TV. And
The Jump.
The Jump.
It's playing right in front of with host Rachel Nichols.
And who is the guest?
Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown. Former, future Pelican?
Hopefully he's talking about that.
You wonder? I threw it out early in the show to Raphael. If the Pelicans, look, things are kind of going south in Boston. And do you push the entire reset button if you're Danny Ainge? You got to believe that Kyrie Irving's not going to be back. I can't see that happening right now. I did all year long think he was going to be a Celtic.
I mean, unless AD joins them in Boston, then I don't see him staying. I think he goes to the Knicks, if anything.
But I threw, well, I mean, that's, if the Pelicans, all right, so let's back up a step. If the Knicks win the lottery, that's my first phone call. I'm going to contact the Knicks because I want Zion.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm going to trade Anthony Davis and get that. Let's say the Bulls win the lottery, and a lot of people are saying the Bulls are interested in keeping Zion. They're not going to trade for Anthony Davis, which I don't see. But let's just use that premise. So now maybe the Pelicans are back to the Celtics as the
one. I'm still asking the Bulls.
Oh, I am too.
Yeah, because whoever wins, I'm asking.
I'm asking for Lauri Markkanen and Zion, and I'm completely happy with those two pieces right there. That's enough for me. But if that doesn't happen, and then they say, no, we're not interested, and you're maybe back to the Celtics and at the plate. And I got to ask for Brad Stevens. I don't know if Ainge is going to throw him in there. But if you could get Brad Stevens thrown in the deal, and all of a sudden maybe you can't get Jaylen Brown, what do you think the Celtics would be willing to give you? Would you ask for Brad Stevens?
I don't think they're giving you. I think the general manager
Danny Ainge.
Danny Ainge. I think he hangs up on you right on the spot if you ask for the head coach.
Yeah, I kind of thought that for a while, but you know, the more I think about it, the more dysfunction that franchise is in. You know, look, they're sitting. Let's see, Boston is sitting in the fifth seed right now in the East. And everybody going into this season had Boston as the number one seed. When Gordon Hayward's coming back, they lost him all year. Kyrie Irving's coming back. The way we finished the season last year, we got those two all-stars coming.
I mean,
we're going to be the number one seed.
They're only two games out of the three seeds. So, I mean, I don't think that's horrible by the standards of what they were coming off last year. I think it's a step below, but it's not. As drastic as you might think.
Can you look at Indiana sitting in the three seed, having lost Victor Oladipo several months ago? They're sitting in the three seed, and yet the stud team of Philadelphia sitting in the four seed, the five Boston Celtics. I'm not happy if I'm either one of those general managers that Indiana, minus Victor Oladipo, was sitting in the three seed with home court advantage right now.
Oh, yeah, the season is definitely a disappointment as for right now, but we still have a lot of basketball left to be played, so we'll have to see how the season plays out.
So you're not blaming Brad Stevens in any way, shape, or form for the dysfunction that the Celtics have?
There's a little blame to be had, but there's also blame to be had with Kyrie Irving and his comments. You know, it's the media kind of stirring up the pot with his teammates.
So what if Kyrie goes to Danny Ainge and says, hey, I'd consider sticking around, but I don't like playing for Brad Stevens? Would you consider throwing Brad Stevens in?
Well, yeah.
At
that point, then Danny Ainge would definitely throw in
Brad Stevens. You think he would throw Brad Stevens under the bus to keep Kyrie?
Yeah, absolutely. To bring in AD and
keep
Kyrie Irving?
You know what? I kind of just threw it out there to Raphael, but I really would have to push that button if I was the Pelicans GM. I would have to see if Brad Stevens could, because if you could come away, I don't know if they would go Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Brad Stevens. You might have to take Brad Stevens and Jason Tatum. Would that be enough to give up Anthony Davis for you?
No. I need more.
You want Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum?
I need picks.
Yeah, but you got to figure, if you trade him Anthony Davis, those picks are late first round. You probably look at it.
Yeah,
maybe,
but then you have other picks that they got from other teams.
Do they still have them, or
they use them all up?
They
have a bunch. They have a ton.
I thought they used most of those up.
No. They still have a ton.
Yeah, if they got those, I'm interested in the picks. But who is on your wish list for coach of the Pelicans? I got to believe Alvin Gentry is going to go. Okay, is that fair to say?
Yeah, Alvin Gentry is definitely. I like what he's done this back half of the season.
I do too.
I really commend him for his
efforts. And I like the guy. It's not that I don't like the guy.
But, I mean, I think you need to have a change of scenery after this season, getting a new GM.
Who's the first phone call you make? Or for a coach?
For a coach?
Jordan the intern is now Jordan the GM. Who's the first guy you call for the coach?
I like Thibodeau.
That was interesting. We talked about that Wednesday.
I really did like what that guy, when one of the callers called us and said. I was kind of iffy on him at first a few years ago when he was in the job.
When he went to with Chicago and then went to Minnesota,
we were going to call him up, but the whole thing came out where he pushes his players too much, and then that kind of made me stray away from him. But that might be what this young core needs to take it to the next level.
You know, I kind of question some of the players on the Minnesota roster, because we talked about that on Wednesday, where there was an incident where Jimmy Butler was involved in a scrimmage with Minnesota after all of this broke loose. And basically somehow, some way, I don't know if it was by challenge by Jimmy Butler, he ended up with basically the back end of the bench in the scrimmage against all of the starters, and Jimmy Butler went out there and beat him, which told me a little bit about the character of the starters on the Timberwolves, that maybe he wasn't all at fault, that maybe those guys weren't putting best foot forward.
I think Jimmy Butler was kind of at fault, because then the team that he's playing for right now, he was kind of having a little bit of issues with early in the season. That's kind of died down, but I think there's blame to put on both parties. I don't.
I think that's fair, but you know, look, when you've got a guy that's starting things and you've got an opportunity to put him in his place and he puts you in his place, tells me that there's probably not a lot of effort coming from that team. So I kind of agreed with the caller, agreed with you and Brian that, yeah, I think Tom Thibodeau is an interesting, look, he's known as a defensive coach, and that's, God knows that's what this team needs. I'm tired of watching the dunk contest every night where it's just it looked like the parting of the Red Sea on the fast break. It's like, does anybody want to stop the ball?
Right.
That's rule number one of defense on a fast break. Stop the ball. And yet you went through that stretch against the Lakers where Kyle Kuzma and LeBron James looking like they were auditioning for the dunk contest. Every game you see, fast break dunks, nobody stopping the ball. So Tom Thibodeau sews that up. Drew Holiday, maybe the best defensive guard in the NBA. How good does he become under a Tom Thibodeau? You've got some guys that can play defense. Frank Jackson's a willing participant on the defensive end.
Yeah, and then you have Kenny Hustle who's diving on the floor to get a rebound and pick up loose balls. So
I tell you, it would be an interesting move if Tom Thibodeau we're going to see how this team looked. I'm really curious because Anthony Davis is going to play tonight, and I really want to see how this team looks.
Without Drew Holiday.
Drew Holiday out with the abdominal strain. And we've seen how this team really didn't miss a beat when, and we've actually seen this team literally, Anthony Davis in the game that he got hurt against when he ran into Nerlens Noel and he left and got on the flight to the All-Star game, right?
Right.
45 minutes after the injury, he was on a flight on his private jet. And that team at halftime looked terrible in the first half. He's gone. They come back and win the game.
Oh, that's how it's been since that game on.
But do you think now with Drew Holiday being gone and now Anthony Davis out there, do you expect that team to look the same way?
I think you're going to see the team play how they've been playing since that game where Anthony Davis went out to go to All-Star break. I don't think the players are going to play for him.
That's going to be interesting. That's going to be interesting to see if these guys kind of say, okay, big shot, you know, Drew's not here. You carry us now.
And the team, I don't think the team's going to respond well to that.
You know, and that's one of the things that's bothered me because, you know, it's one of the reasons I know people have said Gentry's done a good job. The kids haven't quit on him. 100% right. I like the guy. Personally, I like him as a human being. But when I see Kenrich Williams, who is known as Kenny Hustle, watch the offense. He will run down the court, and he will stand on the three-point line, and he will not move. That's not by his design. That's by coach's design. And I think it's fair to throw out there now that we've got to start questioning Chris Finch. We've kind of given him a pass saying, oh, well, this is Alvin Gentry's system. But Chris Finch, I haven't really seen any difference in the offense. Is it fair to question Chris Finch? Because you've got a guy who hustles, who hits the glass, who's a good rebounder, a good offensive rebounder, standing on the three-point line. And I want you to watch him tonight. When the ball moves, he just moves along the three-point line. Doesn't do anything else. Just stands there on the three-point line. That's a bad offensive game plan. And with Drew Holiday out there and Anthony Davis removed from that, you got guys cutting to the glass. And you got guys getting easy layups.
I'll just say this. I think there will be a lack of ball movement tonight by this Pelicans team.
So you're expecting to see a three-point shooting contest from the Pelicans. It's just going to be everybody line up on the three-point line.
Everybody
first
line up
one
on
gets
the three.
Open, jacket.
Outside of the perimeter, just jacket.
Jacket if you got it.
Yep.
You know what? I think you're right. I've got nothing. I've got nothing to go against you because I think it's going to be Anthony Davis will be out there looking like Dirk Nowitzki tonight, and everybody's going to be lined up on the three-point line waiting for their turn.
There might be a few, you know, crossing to the lanes.
Yeah, that's the only reason.
Switching
like,
up.
Run the baseline to get to the other side of the three-point line.
Switch up the perimeter shooters on different sides. You know, maybe get a different touch.
Yeah, I got the feeling this isn't going to go good
tonight. It's not going to be well.
One more break, one more segment to go. It's hard to believe we've already killed off 3 hours. Quick break, and when we come back, we'll be at Old Saint for the last segment of the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Lindy LaRue with Donlin Construction. Are you thinking about starting a new project? Well, if you have an idea, we'll make it happen. Donlin Construction, a state-licensed contractor, offers many services from site work, concrete paving, and foundations to customized office buildings and warehouses. Whatever service you require, Donlin Construction will make it happen. Just call 985- 798-7788, Don Lane Construction.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The opioid epidemic is affecting countless lives and communities nationwide, including young adults. Did you know approximately 45% of opioid prescriptions to adolescents are made by dentists? These drugs, such as oxycodone or codeine, can be addictive and are often prescribed after wisdom teeth removal. For many young people, wisdom teeth extraction often represents their first exposure to opioid medications. To help reduce your risk of misuse or the risk for a loved one, if prescribed an opioid, ask your dentist to consider limiting prescriptions to 3 days. Using over-the-counter pain relievers such as a combination of ibuprofen and acetaminophen and properly disposing of all unused medications. That includes returning drugs to your pharmacy or mixing with water and an unappealing substance such as cat litter and putting in the trash. Recovery from opioid addiction requires a whole-person approach, addressing clinical, social, and community influences. For more information, go to shatterproof.org. This has been a message from Shatterproof, United Healthcare, and this station.
CC, very intrigued by the Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio.
Green salsa or red salsa? Because it seems like the fat guys are going green salsa.
I'll say red, but not too chunky. How about that?
So you don't like a pico?
What is that?
Pico de gallo?
No, don't like pico.
Okay, very good. Doesn't like something he doesn't know. That's the Stugatz move. What is it? It's stupid. I don't like it. Nobody likes that.
The Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio and ESPN News.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
The man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
The final segment of the Sports Hangover. This Friday, I spent at Old Saint, Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap, 132 Royal. We'll be talking about the Pelicans. You can listen to the Pelicans game tonight, right here on 100.3 ESPN New Orleans, taking on the Raptors at 7 o'clock at the Smoothie King Center. And also, if you're a basketball fan, tomorrow, right here on ESPN 100.3 at 6 p.m., high school basketball, the 5A championship, Thibodeau versus Walker, Walker the defending state champion. You can hear that game being broadcasted by Casey Gisclair. And if you haven't had a chance to listen to Casey, Casey does high school basketball. Well, when you're listening to him, it sounds like a college guy. He is a fantastic play-by-play guy.
Super.
He is unbelievable, and he will not be doing high school much longer. Somebody's going to scoop that guy up, and he's going to be doing college basketball.
LSU.
He's going to be on the call.
LSU. With
LSU. I wonder if Casey can coach. He might
Got an opening soon.
We might be having him fill out his resume for that, Joey. But that's his pregame. Joey is going to be what, 5:45 tomorrow?
About 5:45 tomorrow. We're also doing Sports Corner from 10 to noon right here on ESPN, and it's going to be live from Lake Charles at Burton Coliseum. Gosh, I remember that.
You remember that?
Well, sometimes I'm the only guy in the parking lot, and I forget where I park.
I do that, too. I do that all the time, Joey. It's not just you.
Yeah, Burton Coliseum. Case has been enjoying all the basketball games. Gus cried because the St. Augustine Purple Knights, who are now in the finals, defeated his brother Martin Crusaders. So,
no, Dino's happy.
No, Dino is very happy. De La Salle's in the finals.
That's interesting.
Oh, yeah. So it's going to be some great games, and you know, Casey will give you updates like he always does, starting with Sports Corner tomorrow at 10. And, of course, the championship game. Don't miss it with the Thibodeau Cardiac Kids.
And I'm serious about that. If you have a chance, tune in at 6 o'clock tomorrow right here, ESPN 100.3, and listen to Casey's call. He absolutely is better than any other high school basketball caller. He is right there with college play-by-play guys. Tune in and listen to that game, Thibodeau and Walker, tomorrow. Jordan, we got a few minutes left to talk about the Pelicans and the Raptors. You think this is going to end badly?
No, it's going to. I think. See, the past few games we've been winning a couple games.
Right, we played well,
and I don't want that to happen. But I like seeing the effort by these young guys and what we have to come in the future.
They don't quit.
But
they play hard.
But at the same time, I want our number one pick.
So you think right now we're sitting 10th from the bottom.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to win the lottery.
I was hoping
to
get bumped up a little bit more and then have a better chance of getting the number one pick ourselves, which was kind of hard to get from the beginning. But
so are you sensing a blowout from Toronto today? Toronto blows us out tonight? Or you think it's a close game?
20 points.
You think they're going to beat us? I got the feeling.
I don't usually like betting against my Pelicans, but
I don't like to either, but I think people are going to really see how much Drew Holiday means to this team. LSU doesn't look good for Will Wade, suspended indefinitely.
Just in time for March Madness.
Do you think he survives this? Do you think there's any chance Will Wade next year opens the season as the head coach? I got to agree with you.
I mean, I don't. The whole reason why LSU suspended him indefinitely is there's something there. So why not try to hide a little bit more and go into the playoffs? And
I got the feeling right after the tournament ends, LSU is going to be starting to search for a new head coach, unfortunately.
Louisiana basketball.
It looked like we were on a roll somewhere. All right, we thought today we were going to be talking about Antonio Brown and where he surfaced. Didn't happen. Do you think Monday when Gus returns, you and him in the studios in Metairie, do you think you will have a destination of where Antonio Brown has been traded to? Does it happen this weekend? And if so, who?
Ooh. You see, now that a lot of the teams are pulling out, I could see the Steelers holding back until the draft, until draft night. Or a little bit, but like a few weeks before the draft, just so they know where everybody's lined up, who they're like, get a little bit more
scouting. Try to get someone else involved.
Yeah, get a little bit more looks on players.
Give me a percentage. What percentage do you think the Saints end up with Antonio Brown?
I think zero.
You don't think there's a chance?
No, because Diane Russini, I think that's how you say it, her name, she works for ESPN. She reported yesterday that the Saints are out of the bidding for
Antonio Brown. Well, I mean, it's a lot of people
unless
pulling out.
Unless something happens again.
I mean, really, the only name you haven't heard that has pulled out is Tennessee, who was kind of involved. You haven't heard of Oakland pulled out.
Right.
So I would say right now, Oakland's got to be the favorite.
Unless they call back and after all the teams have said they've pulled out, said, here, we'll give you this offer, we'll counter with this offer.
Well, the interesting thing to know is, would Pittsburgh want him in the NFC? Or do they care about trading him to another AFC team?
I don't think he's going to be in the AFC next season.
Well, if that's the case, then that eliminates Oakland, that eliminates Tennessee, and you're talking about an NFC team, maybe San Francisco.
That's where he wants to go. That's what his preferred destination was.
Would John Lynch
pull
the trigger on that? That's going to be interesting, man. I'll tell you this, I said it once, I'll say it again. If they end up, the Saints pull this trade off, they end up looking like the Golden State Warriors of the NFL. They're loaded. They are absolutely loaded, and it's win the Super Bowl
or paper,
or
we
bust.
Look loaded. But how about in that locker room?
I think that's the key. And then can you make this work for the future? Can you turn around and swing him in a deal to get something back for him after you've won the Super Bowl? You want to be a GM in the NFL?
I don't want to be a GM in anything because, well, the way everything's going on right now, they're just getting hammered left and right.
It's not job security. You want to be a coach? You want to be a general manager? There's no job
security.
You have
to be squeaky clean. Have a squeaky clean track record.
And you better be smart, and you better be able to cover your tracks. And apparently Will Wade wasn't able to do that. So we'll see how that plays out. I want to thank Rafael Esparza, who joined us for 2 hours of the show. I want to thank you, Jordan, the intern, Joey D, back at the studios. We appreciate all of it, all your hard work, all the time to bring this show to us. And don't go anywhere, because Matt Moscona is going to pick up right where we left off, and I guarantee it's going to probably be 3 hours of Will Wade. Big weekend, Pelicans versus Raptors, and we'll maybe know something about Antonio Brown come Monday. Thanks for joining us here on the Sports Hangover. This is ESPN New Orleans 100.3. Have a great weekend.